faucet is the correct word.
I see.
I would say.
Okay.
You know, not a deep, some people call it tap. Taking the water out of a common pipe, they call it tap water.
Okay. What if it's on a big water can, like a water container that they used to take water out to the fields, or, I think?
We never had nothing like that.
Okay.
You mean for drinking purposes?
Yeah.
Well, we had a jug, common ordinary jug, with burlap wrapped around it to keep it cool.
Oh.
And then later on, we began to find that them canvas water bags, you hang them out in the sun, the hotter it is, the cooler the water is. It would come, the condensation form on the outside. That's true.
Oh.
And in the Model T days, we hang our water back in front of the radiator. That water kept cool.
Huh.
We took a trip to Lubbock now, Model T in 36. That's the way we carried our drinking water along.
Well, I'll be. Boy, I bet that took a while to get to Lubbock.
two days, now it's one day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We cut as far as a little place beyond Brownwood there. We put our clothes along under the trees and had to ask permission from the farmer. We just went and slept there, unconcerned.
That's nice.
Boy, I took that chance. Nine people in that car. My family. I had no trouble except the usual flats. I could have broke down in the middle of nowhere. Then it would have been hell.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have too much money either. But we made it. We made it so nice. Coming back, we stopped in Dallas at the Centennial. It was in 36.
Oh, yeah?
We saw the Centennial.
Yeah.
We stopped, went through Wichita Falls. They over at Vernon. They have my wife's older sister there in the rest home in uh-huh. Vernon, Texas.
Uh-huh.
And
nice,
you know where Crowell is?
Yeah.
My wife's older sister had her family lives over there now.
Uh-huh.
They want to live in the rest home in Crowell in Vernon.
Uh-huh. Does it ever get cold enough to freeze down here?
Yeah. It got cold enough to freeze every once in a while. Well, it kills stuff. Sometimes. Like here, about 2 weeks ago, we had a freeze. We had to cut the water off, be on the safe side.
Oh, really? What happens to your water pipes? What do you call it if the water freezes in the pipes?
Well, it expands and ruptures your pipe or busts your faucets.
Uh-huh. Ever had that happen?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. What happened? Did you have water everywhere?
Well, It never washed the bed. When we had anything great like that, we go ahead and cut the water off, but of course then it's too late, and now it kept from flowing.
Uh-huh.
Kept from flowing.
Uh-huh.
But now we just cut the water off. When we think it's going to freeze, we don't hesitate. We just argue about it. We just cut the water off and forget about it.
Yeah.
Let all the pipes drain out, and so far we had no trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Since
mm-hmm.
we did that.
Mm-hmm. What was it that people used to buy flour in, as they buy a lot?
It came in great big wooden barrels. Now, I don't know whether it was 300 pounds or 400 pounds. I think it was 300 pounds.
How'd they ever get them in the wagon or whatever?
Oh, well, it wasn't a problem. It wasn't a problem.
Yeah, five or six big, strong men, I guess.
No, you use what they call a fulcrum system. You know what fulcrum is?
Oh, yeah, uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah. You use that as a leverage. You figure out leverage.
Uh-huh.
For nearly a year, I delivered gasoline and lube oil in 50-gallon barrels on a horse and wagon here at Schulenwagen about 1922 or 3. Lifting those barrels of oil on there, that's 400 pounds. I got them up there.
Amazing. But you just knew how to lever it up, huh?
You use leverage.
Yeah.
You just do a trickery. That's all. It come easy if you know how.
Yeah. I don't know if I agree it'd be easy or not. How do people used to buy molasses if they bought a whole lot?
Well, I don't know how you bought molasses in the store, but otherwise you bought molasses from the farmers. You did a stone jug, but maybe a gallon, 2 gallons, something like that.
Uh-huh.
I really paid no attention to that.
I see. Okay. If you had something that you needed to pour, but it didn't have a spout, you'd have to make a thing or get a thing.
Like out of a bucket?
Yeah. Like
pour into what?
Yeah, well, to pour in something with a small mouth.
Oh, well, you had a funnel on it. We never made a funnel. We had plenty of factory-made funnels.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I made many a small funnel out of heavy paper in my shop work.
Mm-hmm.
Make a heavy paper funnel and throw it away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What would you call it, a thing that you urge the horses to go faster if you're riding in a buggy?
A whip.
Okay.
Reins. Reins, they call them grap line. Get up.